Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday. It's group chat time. We're starting the week off strong.
Woo! This is a holiday weekend.
Woo! It's a short week.
Are people still working?
They're working today.
Okay.
They're checked out.
Hollywood elites left last Friday.
Hollywood elites left last Friday. I would say most of our listeners are mentally checked out after. They're going to show up today, pretend like they're ready to work.
Yeah.
Mentally out for Tuesday, Wednesday. See you Monday.
Yeah, Thursday's a rough July 4th day.
Real rough. We get a fraction of a week.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, we're going to kick you off right. We got a lot of news. I really am excited to get into NBA free agency.
Yes.
We got a lot of action already. A
lot of action.
A lot to talk about. Also, big announcement.
This is the biggest news.
This is the biggest news.
This is bigger than NBA free agency for me. And I'm a sports fan.
Biggest news of the month. Nas X. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We obviously have to cover some Trump news. There's some action going on.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is playing victim again.
I thought that was the big news. That, to me, was the big news.
She got outshined by Lil Nas X.
Really?
It was big news, but Lil Nas X just... Plus, everyone's sick of Taylor Swift acting upset.
I don't know. I liked it.
Get over it. Anyway, we got some business news. We got some Will Smith news. And then we're going to finish off talking about Nike and... what's going on? There's some, I don't know, might be a little fishy, might be a little negative future for Nike, or maybe it's just...
No, sales are great. It's just, you know.
Okay, I'm just saying. Just saying.
Okay.
Things are looking a little shaky. Let's get into it, guys. Happy July 4th week.
Woo!
Welcome to July. We're kicking you off the right way. Group chat.
Cash.
Ladies and gentlemen, group chat.
Cash.
It's $1 trillion. Hot.
Cash.
Yo, where'd he go?
Cash.
Cash.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday. It is July 1st.
It's July, finally.
We're bringing all the Kathys into July with a hot episode.
So the year's half over.
Man, don't say it like that.
It's crazy how quickly the weather changed, too. July 1st came, boom, weather's hot.
Boom, weather's hot. It's hot.
I know. It was hot this weekend.
It's just crazy. Hot. Like, it feels like summer's we're already halfway.
Yeah, but summer in LA ends in November.
Okay. Good. Thank
From
you.
From a temperature standpoint.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
LA summer.
Thank global warming.
Yeah.
Thank you, global warming.
I love global warming. There's nothing to hate
about.
You can
go to Malibu in December, thanks to global warming.
Hey, for right now, it's fine. When Malibu no longer exists, it might be a problem.
I read an article that said humanity is ending in 760 years.
So I can deal with fine. That. Those are my kids.
I was like, I don't think that's a good selling point. Because, I'm not going to be around.
No.
My kids aren't going to be around.
You're not going to change your lifestyle for that.
Whose problem is it?
Kind of
that's
agree.
What the dinosaurs were
they
thinking.
They got to market better, man. If Trump was behind global warming,
We'd
all be driving electric cars.
Yeah.
They need better marketing.
Yeah. They're like, imagine the T-Rex walking around with the Brontosaurus, and they're like, oh, you know, the Ice Age, this, that.
Sick.
They're just like dinosaurs.
Gosh. Okay, so D, you're kicking, this is a big month for you.
Big month.
You do, every year, your Grand AC 75-mile challenge.
Yes.
So you can walk, you can run. I'll obviously let you explain it. My only question is, do you regret making this challenge? Because every time I knew if today I had to start chipping away at 75 miles, I'd be pissed.
It's actually more of a burden on my wife than it is on me.
Because are you traveling all around again?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks. Sorry, Haley.
I saw the list of cities.
There's a lot of cities this year.
you're like a small band.
Yeah, we're doing San Francisco, San Diego. We're going to do OC with Kevion. We're going to do Chicago during ComplexCon. We're going to do Seattle and Tacoma. We have some friends there that have built a nice running club. And then we're going to end it in Nashville. So Brady, I don't know if you ever met Brady. Brady joined us at the run club at the beginning of the year. Got into running, signed up for an Ironman, did a marathon. Now he's running across America.
So you're meeting him halfway?
Not really halfway. He's got a long way to go.
He's going
to
cover 10 miles with him.
So he left New Jersey. He ran through D.C., Virginia, all that. He's running through West Virginia right now. And I told him when he started, when you go to a not too MAGA friendly city, I'll come. And I said, what's like a city that's cool that I could show up to early on? And he said, Nashville. I'm like, Nashville I'll go to. I've heard good things about Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville's cool. I was going to say Nashville is very...
It's liberal.
MAGA, but it's like
within
the liberal
Tennessee,
version.
It's the liberal version of Tennessee.
You're right. You're right. But there's this crazy shit going on.
Yeah, I'm not going like outside Nashville.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
And then so...
Nashville's great.
We're going to meet him at the end of July in Nashville, run with him for a day or two, and then be done.
So you're not really worried. I mean, last year, was it pretty easy for you?
Yeah, I mean, running 75 miles is really not that difficult anymore. I actually go for 100 every time.
Yeah.
So I encourage you, if you're interested, check out my Instagram. It has all the information. But it's, I don't know, you just get in really good shape.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's good.
Well, good for you, man. If you want any more info, go to D's Instagram.
Yeah.
Sign up. Log your miles. It's a cool thing that you do. I just am glad...
You're not committed to
that. My brand hasn't tied me to, you know what I mean? I can do it on my own time. If I want to go donate clothes or like do something good, I can do that when I want to do it.
It's not as hard as you think. I did it last year.
Okay.
You can get it done.
I'm just glad I don't
have to. It's a commitment, no matter what. It's not like you can't, because you can't is like skip 2 weeks and then.
No, you can't. You have to run at least 5 days a week.
That's insane. Okay. The other thing I wanted to talk about real quick, Anand and I had a big night out last night.
Yep.
We went to Delilah, which is an H-Wood venue, and we're fresh off of our Friday pod with John Turgeon, which was a massive hit. Who knew how famous John Turgeon was in our world?
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, so number one, I just think it's, I don't mean to keep like sort of repeating these sort of things. I think it's really funny and cool when people come up to us out at like fancy Hollywood clubs and say they love the podcast.
Yeah.
And that happened so much last night.
Yeah.
So many people.
At Delilah.
And there was so many people that came up to us, said they loved the pod and they listened to it with their group and their friends and whatever. And then the other thing that is really, really funny is Terz was there and he gave away too many secrets on the podcast. And he said that all night people kept coming up to him saying, you know, like, hey, man, do you even know my real name? Like, where's the last time you saw me? Oh, you haven't seen me since what? Bud? Stud? What?
But Terz is too slick. He'll get out of that.
Yeah.
He has too many
times. Well, here's the other thing. You can't be mean to Terz because you can't get into the places.
It's true.
If you don't.
No, because if you push too hard... On the trick, you're out.
Yeah, you just make your joke, and then you got to be like, just keep kidding. Moving. Just kidding.
Just kidding. You don't even know my name. Just let me in your venues.
It's all good. But he wanted to announce, because I kind of asked, like, how come you said you text 10 people every morning, good morning, and I've known you for 11 years, I never got a text. He texted me the next morning.
Wow, that's
so
impressive.
Where I'm on the list.
Okay.
He's true to his brand. He means what he says. But it's just funny to me that episode caused mine and Anand's night out to just be like a direct response to that episode.
That's so funny.
So we saw Terz dealing with letting his secrets out. We got feedback from people that were there. It's really good.
It was really cool. People were coming up to us. Everyone was very positive about feedback on the pod, so it's great.
Well, they're not going to come up to you and say it sucked.
No.
Yeah, but like if you're going up to someone going out of your way to talk about a podcast.
If you listen to group chat, you like us. You like the podcast. You might hate one of us.
And we also have to bring up one thing.
Yep.
Brian wants on.
Brian wants back on.
What's it called in like politics? Like equal?
Equal air
equal time.
You got to give equal air time to our friends. No, that's good. Okay. Either way, it was really good. And I think, I don't know. It's just cool. Like, it's just cool to see something like this where we're just talking with our friends be so well received.
Yep.
And speaking of that, we talked about our buddy Frankie Delgado, who's on the Hills.
Yep.
Who's also in the LA LA nightlife scene. I saw him playing basketball today at a game. It was at Staples Center. It's like a celebrity game.
Yeah.
And as I continue to dig deeper, it's the Ace Family, which is a YouTube show, which I've kind of been loosely following because of a few friends.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they did an event at the Galen Center, which is the USC stadium, and it sold out. And I was like, wow, that's impressive. How many people does that hold?
Galen's probably like 12, 13,000.
12, 13. They sold out the Staples Center.
For the celebrity game?
Celebrity game. And it's like Chris Brown. It's crazy celebrities.
I did see that.
It is insane pandemonium. So the Ace family is a husband, a wife, I think one child, maybe two kids.
Yeah. I don't know exactly, but yes.
Okay looking family?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not like beautiful people.
So what's the shtick?
Yeah. It's just, it's the power of YouTube. So for example, these guys probably got...
Plus they vlogged their whole damn life.
They vlogged their whole life.
They're the family that sat courtside at a Laker game once and they vlogged that. And
They're
Shouldn't
so
they vlog
rich.
Like their wedding proposal? Yes. And like, aren't they the ones who like went skydiving and then proposed?
Yeah. If you went on their YouTube, you'll see the pandemonium. But like in a previous world, this kind of traction these people would have gotten, they would have signed a deal with a television show, they would have gotten a deal, and they would have done a reality show, right? Mm-hmm. They've opted not to do any of that. They're clearly printing money. Selling out Staples Center, guaranteed they had merch.
But it's so much bigger. Think about this. I was on one of the most successful, relatable reality TV shows that ever existed.
Yeah.
Rob, I couldn't have sold out the Staples Center.
How many people can you sell out?
I don't... Come
Rob, how many can you sell? We sell out the Wiltern?
I don't think 1,500 people? I don't think Rob could have tweeted, or Rob and Big Black could have tweeted and been like, hey, we're doing a celebrity game at the thing and sold it out. I think that the level of like connection with the audience and that they will do what you ask... with some of these YouTubers is like never seen before.
I was on, one of the guys on Ace Family, the husband, his name is Austin McBroom. Mm-hmm. So I went on his Instagram. This guy gets like 1.5 million likes a pic.
Yeah.
That type of engagement. And I mean, looking at them, I don't get it. Like if they were just like.
Because it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, look at them. I like them. Like it is with like a lot of celebrities. It's like these people have been following their every move.
Yeah.
So they feel like part of their family.
Yeah. And because like I always said with our show, like the feedback was really crazy because people felt like they knew you. They felt like they were in your house. But it was still this manufactured thing on MTV.
This is
like they really believe that they know you. And all the videos that they're watching have links right below. Like it's tied into the web. So even on like MTV, if we were saying like go to my Instagram, they still have to leave, go to another platform, whatever. They're all like right there. So if they say the link to the tickets to Staples Center is below... You can sell it. Did you see this thing that Logan Paul's doing?
No.
Logan Paul's doing something where he said, I bet $100,000 I'm the fastest YouTuber that exists. I'll race anyone.
That's pretty good.
And then like Ocho Cinco said $300,000 and Jake Paul said $300,000. All these people, whatever. So now he's doing like a mini track and field tournament where everyone's donating like crazy amounts of money. They're doing the Long Beach.
That's the NFL thing. That's different.
Which one are you talking
about? Marquise Goodwin.
No, I saw Jimmy Butler tweet at Ocho Cinco, wait till I sign my max deal, then I'll give you the dust in the race. Is that all related?
I'm sure that's what it is. And it said the Long Beach, you know, whatever, football field somewhere.
Okay.
And it's going to be this like weird little mini Olympics.
I'd watch that.
With all the celebrities. Of course I would watch it.
Yeah.
Who's the fastest of all these?
Well, it's crazy how like big media is missing out. Like the fact that the Ace family is selling out the Staples Center.
Yeah.
Staples Center. This isn't like, think about how many music acts that we listen to every day. Like Meek Mill couldn't sell at the Staples Center. Who can sell at the Staples Center? Drake?
Only the biggest.
Drake?
Yeah. I mean, you have to be pretty big.
Soulja Boy definitely couldn't.
Yeah. But it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really something unique. But I just don't understand how media companies take control of it. Because why would you ever? Like, why would Ace Family ever do a TV show? Unless it was some sort of
what
like...
What do you think they gross?
10 million.
That's it? I mean, you're selling out Staples?
I know, but 10 million, like, as they would never make that on reality television.
$10 million? But you think what? 10? I would say all in, they have to make like $25 million this year.
The family?
I mean, yes. You just said they sold that Staples Center.
I know, but it's just, there's not that many revenue sources, right? There's YouTube revenue, there's ad brand revenue through YouTube. There's the Staples, like, they're not doing a
tour.
How much
did Little Ryan make? Remember you had the list?
Ryan's review, but that's.
I'm just asking how much.
20 million. They said 20 million. But he's in Walmart. There's no Ace Family thing in Walmart.
Maybe there should be.
They don't have like a Bed Bath Beyond deal or something?
Yeah, I mean, like young families.
Yeah, it's hot. Cool millennial family. Anyway, it's insane. It's a phenomenon. And congrats to all the people that made it through. Because only a few people made it to really be able to like monetize.
I mean, I think it's like Jake, Logan Paul. It's these guys.
And even they got hurt. by all the controversy. Yeah. Like, a lot of people won't.
Well, you got to stay clean. That's part of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway.
Okay.
That's the future.
All right.
All right. I want to get into big, exciting news. Today, which, as we all know, we recorded on Sunday night, was the first day of NBA free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just bananas. I mean, I'm not too, like, familiar with NBA stuff. I didn't realize that it's, like, bam, free agency, and, like, just...
chaos.
Absolute chaos.
Right.
So, obviously, it looks like the biggest news of the day is that KD and Kyrie and...
DeAndre.
DeAndre Jordan are going to the Brooklyn Nets.
Mm-hmm.
That, number one, I mean, once again, you clarify for me, does that put them in contention for being one of the
best? I think it definitely puts them in contention. But, like, KD is not playing next year.
Yeah. Well, the year after as well. Yeah.
Kyrie has never won without LeBron. DeAndre hasn't done anything.
DeAndre probably has seen his best days behind him.
Okay, so not that big of a deal.
No, it's a big deal. Because everyone everyone thought they were going to the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
The whole year.
Yeah, the Knicks are pissed.
It was Katie and Kyrie going to the Knicks. That's and they went, you know, a couple boroughs over.
I don't think that team is going to win any championships or anything, but I think it's dope that, like, all these stars went to, like...
You think that's Jay-Z?
No, I think it's Joseph Tsai.
Jay-Z's not actually involved with the team anymore. He's not allowed to be in the team because he's in the sports agency.
But you don't think he's...
No, I don't think so. I really think it's the CEO of Alibaba who bought into the team, Joseph Tsai, that's doing all the legwork. That convinced
the Knicks guy's the one that everyone hates, right?
Yeah.
He's an idiot. I saw that he said he didn't want to offer the max deal because he was worried about the
sour
Achilles.
Grapes.
He might be right.
Maybe he is, but Durant's a bust.
Yeah, I mean, the history of people coming off Durant's injury, the Achilles, is very good.
Yeah, he's not a 24-year-old.
I mean, he deserves the max, and, you know.
All this means is the Warriors are trash.
Yeah, they're
it's over.
Yeah.
So we still don't know who's coming to the Lakers,
right? Kawhi is the one guy left.
That's it. Everyone else is spoken for.
Everyone that matters.
Jimmy Butler went to Miami.
Klay staying Golden State for the most part, unless something shocking happens.
Oh, no. What if he's going to go to the Clippers?
So Kawhi, apparently, I mean, it's a three-team race, but everyone... seems to think he's staying in Toronto.
So
Kawhi not? Do you see all the billboards?
Yeah, I think if Kawhi, I mean, Kawhi, if he does, the problem is if you have if Kawhi has an ego, which obviously he does, he
should. I don't know. You see how quiet he is?
Well, he left San Antonio because he thought he didn't get enough shine.
Interesting.
So that's why the Lakers become tough. There's 0 point to go to the Clippers.
So he doesn't want to play like under LeBron.
No, but LeBron, if I was LeBron, I would go to him and say, look, I got 2, maybe 3 years left. Play with me. I'll pass you the torch. The city's yours. He's 28. Kawhi can play for another 7, 8 years.
Yep.
And sail off into the sunset. Him and AD probably win 5 titles together.
Yeah, if Kawhi comes,
LeBron's winning three. Like,
it's over.
Yeah.
But, I mean, by the time this podcast airs, who knows, there might be some news that broke.
He said he's taken it a few days.
Which is really funny. That's like as Kawhi as it gets. Everyone else has decided where they're going. Every team is now in flux because this guy won't take meetings on the day you're allowed to.
He should wait till when's the last day you can make a decision?
I mean, the day the season starts?
He should wait till then.
Really?
I mean, what's the...
But free agency is just open until the... Ugh.
If I was him, I would literally end of October.
He can decide in Feb. Just after All-Star break.
Jesus Christ, that's such a Kawhi thing to do. Damn,
he has nothing to prove. He won 2 titles. I would come to LA because he's from LA.
But think about it, like, you're at the peak stardom, like, he was the star by far.
Then you should go back to Toronto. You should definitely stay in Toronto. The Clippers don't make sense to me because they don't have any other players.
Well, now that KD and Kyrie are in Brooklyn, I don't think the Clippers have a shot. Because the idea is they were supposed to be a package of 2 stars going to the Clippers for him to go.
But Lakers is fun.
Just come to LA.
Showtime.
I hope he does.
Gosh, okay. Well, we'll see. But that was just instant excitement.
Really funny that free agency kicked off technically 3 p.m. Pacific. Yeah. All the deals were announced before. Yeah.
They're breaking all the rules.
Yeah, I thought. I don't know why. Once again, not the best guy to ask. I didn't even know that the Brooklyn KD and Kyrie thing was even like.
You know who broke it for us first?
Who?
John Turgeon.
He did.
Oh, because he, oh yeah.
He knew.
Obviously.
I'm not going to say who he was with, but he knew.
He was probably at the meeting.
Yeah,
he probably made the reservation.
He was with one of the guys, actually.
Damn it.
Okay. You know what's really interesting? Speaking of like a bad business move, so I don't know what the boardroom is, but I guess it's Kevin Durant's business.
Yeah, it is. It's his content company. Okay. So like LeBron is Uninterrupted.
Okay.
Boardroom is KD.
Mm. Okay. Boring room.
Is it B-O-R-E-D room?
Yeah. Yeah. Might as well. So they announced the, whatever, him going in the Nets on that. And it was like this shitty Instagram picture.
With Biggie.
That explained like all of it, and that's Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Like you should have done a heartfelt video, selfie video.
Yeah.
Saying thank you to the Golden State Warriors. I enjoyed my time there. I'm focusing on my
health. Yeah, he's a dork.
Like I'm going to go to Brooklyn. It's not even Brooklyn. It's just bad business. You can't love this guy. And he's like a superstar. And the thing about the NBA that I love, that the entire league can shift, right? Like there's no rules anymore. You can go anywhere you want. And I love that. But you got to show your personality. It's the same. You're a brand at the end of the day, and you're misplaying your brand.
Yep. He does that better than he does anything else.
Yeah, so he made, fuck his brand.
So he made an announcement saying that his content company, the Boardroom, was going to break the news. And the star, like ESPN reporter, Woj, broke it like 3 hours before.
God, it's the Boardroom, B-O-R-E-D. Way to go, Kevin. Okay, next up. D's favorite artist, Taylor Swift. You know what? You shat on Taylor Swift a couple weeks ago, and I would just like to, I mean, I backed you up, but I would like to really get behind you, rally behind you today. Taylor Swift is back to complaining.
I'm backing off.
So you're on Team Taylor?
I am sympathetic to her cause.
Wow. Okay. So Taylor is complaining because Scooter Braun, who she has labeled as a bully, apparently purchased her older masters by, it looks like, buying her old label Big Machine for $300 million. And she's pissed. And she says that Scooter tried to ruin her before, and he's a bully. And now this man... that wanted to end her career now owns her music, and she was never given the chance to.
And she also referenced when the Kanye.
Yeah, when Kanye secretly filmed her, Scooter put him up to it.
So, and then she posted a Tumblr blog post talking about how Scooter and Justin and Kanye and Kim all ganged up on her. So
you're telling me.
Here's the thing.
It's a joke.
I'll tell you where.
No one feels bad for you.
I actually don't think the person who's actually at fault here is the Big Machine guy.
Mm-hmm.
So the Big Machine guy signed Taylor Swift when she was 14 years old. She obviously goes on to become this huge star. He owns all the masters. She says in her blog post that she tried to get her masters many times, and that when she was renegotiating her album deal, that she, when Big Machine said, if you sign with me, every album you do, I'll give you your master back. You'll give one album master back.
I like that.
But she knew, she knew that as soon as she would sign that, he would sell the label. Because that's, she's the, I mean, I don't know who else this guy has signed, but I'm sure I've never heard of any of them. Unless he has Lil Nas X, there's nobody else in country that fucking matters.
We'll find out in the DMs.
Yeah.
They'll be like, you idiot, here's Kane Brown.
So fast forward, this whole thing happens where Scooter Braun purchased it. Scooter is taking a ton of shit for it. Yeah. I went on his Instagram. It's like 20,000 comments.
It's chaos.
I went on the Big Machine Instagram, the guy, Scott Borchetta, whatever his name, he blocked it on the first post, but obviously I don't think he's new to Instagram. You go to the old post, it's just rats. Yeah. Like he's a rat and like a shit emojis and like, so her
But apparently I read in one of the articles that Taylor Swift's dad was like a partner or something at Big Machine and knew that it was happening.
So they said that he was not involved in this discussion. That was
just not buying. This is the one thing I'm saying.
Yeah.
Scooter is not necessarily, as far as I know, like the symbol of ethical, perfect business.
Yeah.
Right? But I just don't trust Taylor Swift anymore. Meaning the stuff that she did with like Kanye and them and complaining and saying like, I never gave you permission. And then there's video of her giving them permission. And then, oh, you secretly filmed me. Like, yeah. I just don't trust her anymore to think that maybe she did know and just didn't pay attention to it or something. You know what I'm saying?
I think she did know.
Like, what if there's video of her dad telling her?
I think she knew. I think she probably actually tried.
Yeah. So you think she had the funding lined up, $300 million? She could probably go get it. But
she can get it.
I know she can get it.
100%.
But you think she took the steps to go that far?
I think she knows. Like,
I think she was lazy, and she just doesn't like that it was Scooter that got it.
I think definitely that, because Scooter is doing something very special in the music business.
Yeah, he just signed J Balvin.
Yeah, but Scooter's going to
He's got
scoot.
Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, your boy Little Dicky.
What's he adding to the catalog?
I mean, that must be like some like college sympathy like management.
I think they just
deal.
Like him, yeah.
But you just look at like what's going on there. He's obviously building a company to either resell or go public. He's buying catalogs. He's got... I don't know who owns Justin Bieber's master. I'm sure Scooter Braun does.
I'm sure that he has. Yeah.
I know Justin Bieber does not know who owns his master.
Yeah, he owns Justin Bieber's soul.
Okay, so you think of all that. So he's building this massive music company.
Yeah.
And which I don't have a problem with. I think that's fine. I think the big machine guy played a little dirty.
Wait, okay, so hold on. Let's forget, like, is it a good business move to own her masters? Obviously.
Obviously, because we hear her music now.
The songs are going to be played for, like, the end of time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Now we have
Bad Blood.
Yeah.
Here's the question.
Bad Blood with freaking everybody.
The question is, everyone involved deeply cares about their public perception.
Except Scooter.
No, including Scooter.
Of course, sure. Scooter. Scooter was like running for governor, right?
Yeah. Saying, Scooter cares about being a billionaire.
Do you think there's any way this transaction falls through?
No. You know what I do think that happens? Because he is sensitive to his public image. I don't think the big machine guys. He's probably this MAGA guy in Nashville.
He's 300 million. He's
good. He doesn't care. Right? he doesn't give a shit.
Maybe you should invite him to the Run Club.
Nashville. I mean, 300 mil, he's gone. He's leaving Nashville.
He's in Malibu Run Club.
Yeah. He's in the Malibu Run Club now.
That's true.
But
he's more
I
of an
bet you,
guy, I think.
I think if I was Scooter, the move I would make, I would reach out to Taylor Swift. So Justin Bieber did a post too, which I found it, I don't know, it was just an odd thing. It looked manufactured too.
And it's like you're criticizing Taylor publicly, so you're basically doing the same thing Taylor did.
But yeah, what did Justin
he said
Bieber
like do? You should have reached out privately. And
so then, why don't you reach out privately?
Yeah,
it's so, like my our boy from Facebook who was just publicly saying.
Yeah,
yeah. So he does his post because obviously
but he's trying to save his buddy. That's why.
Yeah, that's his guy.
Because now he's got to play the public game because Tay Tay.
Yeah, is very powerful.
I just don't believe. That Taylor Swift, you realize, okay, it would be so shitty if Big Machine Guy, he would have had to do it to spite Taylor and for no other reason.
I think he did because she wouldn't resign with him. And he was like, you're not going to resign with me. I'm going to make sure you never own your masters.
But you're going to give it to her enemy?
I think it was for spite. I think the person to blame is him.
Scooter's just a freaking shark.
And he made a great deal because her masters are going to be worth a fortune.
Yeah.
And he's backed with deep pockets, so he probably was the quickest to close.
Yeah. He probably wired the money before you said yes. He's like, done, whatever, move on.
I just don't. I just really believe we're not the same way that it happened with Kanye and Kim, and she played such a victim. And then they happen to have video of her agreeing to do it. So she just lied.
Yeah.
So now, who knows that she wasn't like, I'm not going to pay you $300 million. Are you kidding me?
I'll tell you.
And then Scooter got it. And she's like, what the fuck?
I'll tell you, I think the thing Taylor Swift has going for her is she's obviously an extremely powerful woman. Her friends are extremely powerful women.
Yeah.
And she's positioning it that a bunch of men bullied a woman, a young girl.
Yeah, I hate that. I don't like that.
So that's how she's going to...
That's the narrative.
Of course.
And you saw the unfollows.
Yeah, I don't know if that's real, but like, they said that all these powerful women unfollowed Scooter Braun, which I don't know if they followed.
That to me is the same way when they changed the narrative with the Jordan Woods thing that it was a black girl.
Yeah.
You're going to hate on a black girl.
Yeah, that's a good move.
No, it's not. Yeah. I guess if you're playing the PR game, she's playing it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I think it's actually a pretty, I'm really curious to how it plays out.
Yeah.
But I think
it's just going to, you're not going to hear about it anymore.
It depends. Here's the thing. Taylor needs to put out a hot record. She doesn't have that.
Yeah, just stop.
But a hot record changes the narrative.
Even if it's, to me, it's like the girl who cried wolf. Even if she did get fucked on this one, she's just complained too many times for me. But she had milked that Kanye stealing the mic from her for years.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was traumatizing. Like, shut up.
Did she see that?
Yes, she played like traumatized victim on that for years.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention to her then.
No, that's before she crossed over. Okay. You didn't start paying attention until like Bad Blood.
Bad Blood.
Anyway, we'll see. But I have a feeling it's just going to fade away. Maybe Scooter will do something to like appease her.
If I was him, I would just olive branch it and say, yeah, you can buy it back for $500 million. All good.
Squeeze out $200 million.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. All right. We got to get into some more bullies.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Has met with Kim Jong-un again, it looks like.
Yeah. Besties.
Besties. Just bullets. Scooter should join them.
Yeah.
You know? You guys are dictators. You're threatening nuclear war. You know? There's a couple strong men just hanging out. What did we decide? Are we one step further from nuclear war here? Does Trump know that this guy's like a murderous dictator yet? Or does he still think he's a very fine guy?
I think he loves him.
I think he wishes he could do that here.
I mean,
the three people he buddies up to the most,
yeah.
MBS from Saudi, yeah.
Putin,
and Kim Jong-un.
He loves dictators.
No, he loves them, and he relates to them. He thinks they're great people, fine people.
Fine people on all sides.
And so he went to North Korea to the demilitarized. Like, no one wants to go to North Korea.
He's the first sitting president.
Yeah.
Ever. Trump loves it. He's been there twice?
Yeah.
No, it's the first time ever someone's ever actually crossed over.
He was in Singapore.
So this is the first time. He actually went to North
he
Korea.
He crossed over. Yes.
And this is the first time ever.
President has ever done it.
Oh, God, he loves it.
Did you see the video? It's so good.
Yeah, it's just so awkward.
It's so awkward. And he called him, Kim Jong-un played it like, Your Excellency, we please step over. And he goes, you want me to come over? You want me to come over? And then he walks over, pats him on the back.
Yeah, because he's so much taller than him too. Because he's like towering over him, being condescending.
It's great theater.
Holy shit. Okay, so they're claiming this is to further the, you know, making sure that we're safe, no nuclear weapons getting shot.
Yeah, it's all about the nuclear weapons and making sure that that program is dead. Doesn't sound like it's anywhere near dead.
I feel like everyone's just playing Trump. Like, I feel like Trump's like posturing for the U.S., but they're all like, this freaking idiot. All you got to do is invite him over for a press op, and you can just keep building your nuclear weapons.
I would agree. And then most recently at the G20, U.S. and China are now re-entering trade talks. Uh-huh. And part of it is no more additional tariffs. U.S. is going to continue to supply Huawei. And stock market futures are way up for Monday morning. And I think... I don't agree with anything Trump's done, but I kind of think he did a good job with the U.S.-China stuff. Because I think there clearly was a trade imbalance in the way China and U.S. worked.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a business person that works with Chinese vendors, they feel they definitely have the leverage over American vendors, customers. And even when I speak, and I've said this before on the podcast, when I speak to like a lot of the people in China that I know that are English speaking people that understand what's going on here, they were like, trust me, you guys need this. Like, we've been getting up on you for guys for years.
So does this mean that our tariffs are lessened or they're just, there's no additional?
There's no additional at this moment. And they're going to resume trade talks to get things back on track.
But our extra tax is still frozen.
Yeah, whatever it is, whatever has been taxed continues to stay on. There's no more. There was supposed to be $300 billion of additional tax. That has been paused. And now we'll wait and see what actually does happen with the rest of it. But, I mean, this U.S.-China stuff is probably the biggest unknown in the macroeconomic effect of life on Earth. And so the sooner this gets resolved, it's better for everyone globally.
I feel like we're so close to re-election time that Trump is going to do literally whatever it takes to not have the stock market crash for the next year.
Yeah. I think
he knows that, that's his only.
That is, if the stock market continues to go up till November 2020, he's golden.
I think he knows that.
Yeah. No, I mean, the two debates weren't very good for the Democratic Party.
We said we're going to recap. I'm not going to mention a name, but like I was in Chicago and someone I know who's African American spent a lot of time with him. And he's a small business owner, and he's just like a he's like a local civil like hero. Like he does so much for his community, and he was just like hating on Barack, hating on Chance, Kanye, every like black person from Chicago that's made it, and said they don't give back to community. Then I finally said, "You're MAGA," and he's like, "Yeah, I am MAGA." He's like, I made more money during the Trump administration than any other time in history. I'm like, do you think that's a function of Trump or that's a function of where you are in your career? As far as he's, but if you made more money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's correlation versus causation. Yeah. That's a very big point.
Last night I was talking to a friend of mine who's an African American and we were talking about investing and stuff like that. And he was like, I know I'm supposed to hate Trump because I'm black, but I don't. And I think he's going to get reelected for sure. And blah, blah, blah. He wasn't saying like go.
I haven't heard anyone say that he's not going to win. Except for like Pod Save America because they just want, you know. But it's good for their business.
No, they actually said it's really tough to beat incumbents.
Pod Save America should be voting for Trump.
They should literally be donating money for Trump because their podcast is done if it doesn't happen.
You get Bernie Sanders in there. Those guys are toast.
I mean, yeah, it's...
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's a really, and it's also interesting that all of these Democrats suck.
And do you know what's crazy? The election is literally coming down to 3 to 4 states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, maybe West Virginia.
So Pete and drama.
And on top of that,
we got to go home and vote. Well,
it's even smaller than that. It's a cohort of white voters who voted Obama, Trump.
You have to convince them.
You're talking like the elections, it's 100,000 people that matter. We're going to spend billions of dollars to basically try to flip these 100,000 people.
I would just go to those people, go to their house and say, please, vote for
me. Just give $1 million to each of those 100,000. Yeah. It's over.
I just think these guys, all the Democrats are going to go so crazy on all their like crazy liberal ideas that those 100,000 aren't going to go for it.
Right. A point a friend of mine made was at the Democratic debate, the last one, like they were talking about health insurance for undocumented immigrants. Well, sure, that's important. The voters that are deciding this
election. I'm sorry, that's not important. I'm not liberal, the wrong way. That doesn't matter.
No, I know. That's not a message that you need to be campaigning on because that doesn't resonate. Like the average person who's struggling to make their bills in Ohio or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
The undocumented immigrant and his health insurance, it's not important to that person.
No. They don't care that much.
Right.
The problem is what you want is tough immigration, but humane.
Right.
Yeah. Is what people really want. Nobody wants like, yeah, let's give everyone who wants to cross the border health care and food and water. And that's not going to work.
Yeah.
But I think they're just trying to go so opposite of everything Trump's doing that they're missing the point.
Yeah.
Just don't lock kids in cages. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, you don't have to give them health insurance.
You
don't
gotta, yeah. Okay, well, we'll see. But I don't know, man. Once again, I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's going to be nonstop good content for us.
Yeah.
Last in the Trump land, Donald Trump Jr. is pulling a move that his daddy would be proud of.
Yeah.
And that is sparking birther conspiracy rumors about Kamala Harris. He posted a tweet or retweeted and then deleted it, but it was a
comment saying Kamala Harris is half Indian, half Jamaican, and something to the effect of like, you know, she's not American, whatever. She's not born in America, whatever. And Donald Trump Jr. said, "Wow, this is crazy. I love it. It's a great move."
Well, I mean, Donald Trump started his campaign on birtherism with Obama, so it's natural.
If I look at Kamala Harris, I'd be like, you're not from America.
He did that thing with Elizabeth Warren, wasn't it?
The Pocahontas.
Yeah. Which worked for his people, I would say.
Yeah.
He's good at this, man.
They're on brand.
They're on brand. I wonder if like Donald calls little Donnie and says like, hey man, just retweet that for 10 minutes.
Yeah, hit that
Leave
retweet.
It up for 10 minutes. Yeah. Everyone's going to freak out, delete it, whatever. You know what
but
I mean?
But it gets everyone riled up. That's good. I saw that. I was like, damn, that's a good move.
Okay. Well, it's going to be fun to watch. Yeah. Okay, next up. Your guy's mother listens to the pod, I think. At least dad does.
Yeah.
She was in the travel industry for a little bit, wasn't she?
Yeah, she still is.
And fun fact was 5-4 Not started out of the back room of her travel agency office.
That is a fun fact.
Look at that. Okay, so we're friends of travel agents around here. turns out that the entire industry might be in trouble.
It's over.
Apparently, Google already does there. You can book your flights and stuff on Google directly. Amazon's kind of inevitably going to get into it. They just have so much data. It just looks like they're going to wipe out everyone. Yeah. Is that?
Yeah. Well, if you think about
how... It's a good way to put it.
I think people underestimate, and I did this too probably for years, until probably 5-6 years ago, how important search is.
Yeah.
When you search, you know everything about someone. And Google has the data of the entire earth on what we're searching for. Mm-hmm. So when you think about search and then you take maps, I'll give you an example. Do you use Google Maps often?
Yeah.
So when I park my car, Google Maps knows I park my car.
Yeah.
So when I go to my car in the morning, even when I'm taking an Uber, I walk by my car. It says it's going to take 12 minutes to go to work.
Yeah.
It knows.
That's what I was going to say.
Right? So
it's called machine learning.
It's called scary.
So you know exactly where I'm heading at the same time every single day. Like on Saturday mornings, I go to Alfred's Coffee, West Hollywood, and it says it's going to take 6 minutes to get to Alfred's Coffee. It knows any routine I have, it knows. Now you take what they're doing with search, you take what they're doing with maps. You combine the concept of like booking travel, hotels. And I look at like, you know, I use Kayak usually for looking at hotels or flights and stuff like that. I don't think it's that great of an experience. It's cool that you could check multiple prices, but it's not like artificial intelligence vibes. Like,
super basic.
You know where my hotels are that I love. Although the one thing I saw on Kayak recently, I was looking for a hotel in Chicago or San Francisco recently. And said, you stayed here in 2013. I was like, whoa.
Kayak?
Yeah. I was like, all right, fine.
That's basic, though. Google will be like, you stayed here in 2013. You had 3 slices of pizza. Yeah. Looks like you've changed to tequila lately. Back then, you were more of a whiskey guy.
Yeah. And I think when you think about travel, search is... Remember, I don't know if you guys... if I brought this up, but our friend, the hotel boss...
Yeah,
Faisal was over at our office and he did a podcast with me and he said, I was asking him, he's a big in the software travel industry. I'm like, when you search for flights on Kayak, does the price actually go up? And he said, yes, that is true.
So the travel hack is you have to clear your browser history cache whenever you search
Because they know you have an intent to purchase so they can jack up the price.
That's bullshit.
So... Google Travel is going to aggregate all this data, do it all under one place. Amazon is going to be like, oh, I see you're going to Hawaii. And then you have a baby. Should we just send your diapers to your to the hotel?
Send your baby crib, send your diapers and everything.
Did you know it's cheaper to buy this than to travel with it?
Yeah. And I think, so if you think Kayak, Expedia, Hotels.com, Priceline, or all these big behemoths, I think Google has the ability to disrupt a big portion of that. And Amazon hasn't even entered travel and everyone's afraid of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too obvious.
And Google Flights, I don't know if you've ever searched for a flight on Google Flights. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is good.
I have.
Literally, you get every freaking
And it's just so much
option.
More like what you're used to.
Yeah.
You know, like if you type in flights to whatever, it's just so much easier.
And the trust you have with Google is still a brand you trust.
Yeah, they're fucked.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen. I don't know, man.
I mean, when I'm looking for flight status, I never go to the airline. All I do is put the flight number into Google, and Google will tell me if it's on time or delayed. I don't even go to the company app. Yeah. Like Delta, American, no. Whatever.
Why would you?
So go buy some Google stocks that you're telling people?
I'm long Google.
You should be. Okay, next up. Apparently, Google isn't the only place that is very tech savvy.
Mm-hmm.
We got someone making moves for the future that you would not expect.
Wow.
Domino's Pizza. Apparently, they're really going to work on their delivery experience and how they tie in tech to their business.
When you think about Domino's, you think about just a pizza coming to your door.
Yep.
And you really treat it. I treat Domino's like I would treat a McDonald's or a Subway. Like, you know, just a ginormous food restaurant business.
Yep.
There was this amazing article in Wall Street Journal talking about all the technology innovation over at Domino's. It is fascinating of all the things they're doing and everything from delivery to robots getting the dough ready to autonomous cars. If you really think about, like, if you're hedging on food delivery business being big, like you love Postmates and Deliveroo and all this, my guess is that Domino's is probably undervalued in that sense. And they're building this enormous infrastructure for delivery. I've never heard one negative thing about Domino's Pizza in terms of delivery. When you use a delivery app, it's unclear. You may or may not get what you order. You may or may not get it within an hour. Domino's 30 minutes to your door, exactly right. Yeah. And cheap.
And it's a really untold story about how much money Domino's has invested in technology over the last decade. Their app is definitely like gold standard for any food app. The data they give you when you initially place your order, plus how intricately they track your order and delivery. You don't see that precisely with any other
like they use an example. They were saying this example how like their customers wanted more salad options when they did a survey, but they weren't ordering more salads. So they changed their salad offering to make better salads. Most restaurants don't do that.
Yeah. And we've talked about this on a previous pod. Domino's has outpaced Google in price of their stock over the last like 15 years.
And Domino's and Monster Energy.
Yeah.
We got to stop overthinking it.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's the point, is that like a company like Domino's, which is kind of like, you know, some sleepy pizza delivery company, they actually have good product. I had Domino's probably 2 weeks ago. Fantastic.
Great pizza.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm a big fan of the thin crust.
Yeah, I mean, no one's eating the regular pizza.
Okay. All right, next up.
Mm-hmm.
Wayfair, the furniture company, is having some trouble. It looks like a bunch of their employees are doing a bit of a walkout.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is because there's... turned up that they had been selling beds and mattresses to a group that runs detention centers at the border.
Yeah.
And because obviously they don't agree with the border, what's going on, they said, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Interesting. What do you guys think?
I think it's tough because in this Wall Street Journal opinion, there's like, The writer was like, okay, I get it. You don't want them to supply it, but would you rather the migrants not have furniture?
Yeah, it's a tricky
one. So someone
is
going to provide them furniture.
Yep.
I don't know what they charged for that furniture. I don't know all the details of the transaction. It's a really tough situation because I understand where the employees are coming from. They're like, you're profiting off the whatever, the
detention of these children.
Detention of the children. But on the same hand, someone's going to provide them furniture. Why not be us? The company can take a stand and say, we're going to provide, but we're going to give money to X. Or, I don't know, it's tough. Like, I get it, because if you support something like that, you're profiting off something like that, it's really tough. Like, if you're a war profiteering company,
but beds and couches. You're not shipping cages.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about it. I haven't had enough time to really come up with my opinion.
I don't
have it. It just feels like the fringe of, like, I get it. There's a lot of stuff we should be outraged about, and there's a lot of stuff we should have walkouts about. I don't know
if this
Wayfair mattresses to detention centers is quite it.
So there's a private equity company that owns some of the private detention centers mm-hmm. that these children and
go crazy on them.
Yeah, but no one knows who they are.
Yeah.
And there's people in finance calling their investors in that fund. Are you going to stand up for this? And everyone just
I would out all those guys.
Everyone just declines the comment.
That's the real enemy.
Because that's for profit. That's clearly what the purpose of that private equity company owning this detention center.
Yeah.
Prison should be non-profit.
That feels to me more...
Yeah. Take your energy there.
Yeah, I mean, no prison should ever be for profit. That's insane. But
prisons should never... Yeah.
Prisons are a very big business.
Big. What about, do you ever hear like the conspiracy theories?
Oh, yeah. I love the prison conspiracy theories.
But like the rap industry has been...
You love those.
I love that.
Yeah.
That could be true.
Eh?
I mean, look who's in prison.
For the listener,
people
in case,
that look like you.
Just in case the listener, there's some of me.
Maybe the
in
tattoo.
There.
Yeah,
the tattoo
puts
them in a different.
I have some cousins
group.
In there. For the listener, the conspiracy is that the people who own all the private prisons went to the rap industry and encouraged them to sign more violent artists and stuff like that to
create that culture.
Rap is violent right now. Did you see YG's friend got shot 8 times in Compton 2 days ago?
Wow.
Slim 400 is his name. But always with him. He got shot 8 times.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
He survived. Crazy. Okay. Next up, I want to talk real quick about Will Smith because it looks like all the YouTubing and Instagramming is paying off. And Aladdin is his biggest hit yet.
Crazy, right?
Crazy.
Will Smith, like, think about all those mega movies he did.
I bet you it's the social media thing, man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Aladdin comes out. Will Smith has not been on YouTube or Instagram. It would just feel like a super random Will Smith thing.
But I also think what people underestimate, or people do underestimate, now that I have a child, anything to do with children is just way bigger.
Yeah. That's true.
It's just the audience of people that are willing... It's so hard to watch content with your child. Mm-hmm. It's why I think the Ace Family is so big, right? So here's a piece of content that you can, as a family, watch.
Yep.
Most of the content on, like, everything we talk about, like, recommend to watch, you can never watch any of that stuff with your child.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think when something like Aladdin, like Lion King's coming out in 2-3 weeks.
Lion King looks too real, man.
Lion King looks scary.
I wouldn't take kid... younger than 16 to see Lion King.
That's going
to
give people nightmares.
But Aladdin's a big property, so it's not that shocking that the movie did so well.
I know. But his biggest ever? It's not that the movie did so well.
Right.
It's Will Smith's highest, what is the stat? Highest grossing opening.
In this time frame since it's been released.
So I just think that there's an element of his relevance that would boost, like, let's just say it's 25% more viewers, and that puts you over the edge or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it would have been a dud otherwise, but I don't know.
What's crazy is when you think about, and maybe because I was younger then, but Independence Day culturally was like a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Was it big for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge.
Huge.
So thinking about that, Aladdin doesn't have that cultural impact. Like, I know when Lion King comes out, it's going to be massive.
Every celebrity is in that movie, too.
Yeah, and it's good. The music, it's also, it's like the most epic soundtrack.
Sure. And Beyonce.
And Beyonce singing Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Come on.
It's huge.
Okay. Also, what's going on with Nike? Is Nike in trouble? I see some articles that marketing costs is high and earnings are sketchy and the stock has dropped, I see, on my Robinhood.
I need
a freaking Robinhood sponsorship, man. I can integrate this so easily.
They don't make any money, so they can't afford anything.
It's true. Just give me some free stocks.
They already do. Free trades.
They gave me freaking Groupon. It's a joke. You just gave me a tank. You just gave me literally a lead block. I was like, oh, sure, I'll take this. And then just red. Anyway,
their sales, beat expectations, but their sales and administrative costs went up. So their marketing expenses have gone up. I'm assuming it's just a function of how competitive their market is today. I mean, it continues. We think Adidas is cricket, but those Yeezys are selling out still.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else anyone else is buying from Adidas except for that shoe.
Yep.
Like, no one's wearing Ultra Boost
anymore. It's the forward, it's the problem moving forward. It's like when the brand becomes sort of irrelevant in our world, that has like a year or two lag.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Yeezys are clearly holding up on Adidas, and I think that has a major impact on Nike. I think the biggest problem in that like athletic footwear scene is that you can't sell day in and day out shoes.
Yep.
So Vans can sell their basic silhouettes, their slip-on, their lace. What's the lace shoe called that everyone wears?
This is the classic.
Yeah. There's no hype behind those. Yeah. They just sell. Nobody wants a regular Nike Air Max.
Yeah.
You know, except for white like Air Force Ones people want.
Yeah.
But like nobody wants all those other shoes Nike makes. They want the most hyped Jordans. They want the most hyped Air Maxes. They want the most hyped Off-White collabs, Heron Preston collabs. They want all that. I think that athletic footwear business is in for a very, very difficult. They caused the problem. They introduced the best marketing ever, and now no one wants the regular shoes. Who walks around with regular shoes?
But do you know what I also took away from this Nike report?
I know, but like they, I'm just saying it's a function of like, trust me, if everyone on earth could get the hype shoes, they would get the hype shoes.
I just think that they're not, my personal opinion about all this hype shoe thing is that they're underestimating how big the market actually is. So like Virgil Nike could be as big for that time window as Jordan Nike
sell was. A million pairs of it.
You could sell a million pairs and it would still be cool, and you still tier it where there's some that are so exclusive and others that aren't. But the fact that it's Off-White, like if you could get Off-White Nikes at Foot Locker,
everyone would buy them.
Yeah, and you would still sell $1,000 ones on StockX that are different.
Yeah.
That would work. The market is that big, but I think they're underestimating it.
Yeah.
Like the reason why the Kanye thing feels weird is because all of the old Kanye shoes are out to the mainstream, but he hasn't had anything new. If he had something new that was leading, everyone in LA would be wearing the new shit, and everyone in Nebraska would be wearing the old shit.
Yeah.
It would work.
Yeah. 100%.
You know what I also found interesting is they cite the Jordan brand and basketball divisions as two bright spots, which is actually different than what we have talked about. That
Well, not Jordan, but basketball is shocking.
Basketball is shocking.
Like, who's walking around with LeBron's on?
Or KD's.
Is Kyrie Nike too?
Kyrie's Nike.
No one's walking around with KD's and Kyrie's.
I feel like in middle America, like those are
Or China,
shoes.
Maybe.
Pete's got a pair of KD's probably.
If middle America,
Wait, where do you think you're from?
You just got here 3 weeks ago.
He goes to one red carpet. He forgot about Wisconsin.
So white as fuck.
Oh my God. I think Cousin Gary like loves the LeBron.
It has to be international.
I get that.
Because the season, NBA season ended, a week ago?
Yeah.
Steph Curry was already in China. Harden was in China. Kyrie was in China.
Yeah.
That's true.
The moment the season went
over. Everyone in Guangzhou wear it rocking KDs?
Yeah. They are.
I wouldn't. He got his ACL torn. I wouldn't recommend those
shoes. You're working 20 hours a day. You might as well have some sports shoes on. Man. Okay. Well, yeah. I just think that they're underestimating. When it comes to the hype shoe thing, I think they're underestimating how big the market is
and
how tapped in everyone.
And I know people in the middle of the country say, we don't care about those. But if you got access to the hype shoes, you wouldn't buy it. Everyone would buy it.
Yeah.
100%. In the day and age that we live in where you see on social media your favorite celebrities wearing the Off-White, blah, 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 you would wear it. If you saw Yeezys, you could get it.
Yeah. Big time. Okay. It's time to end.
Okay.
With the story, I'll say the story of the last month, because obviously it's July 1st.
Okay.
Lil Nas X.
Didn't I say something in the beginning of last episode?
I think you did. Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell if you said it before we started recording or on the recording. I don't remember.
No, we're about to go into, we finished the intro. I was like, isn't Lil Nas X gay?
Yeah. Lil Nas X is gay.
Yes.
It's 100% confirmed.
He said it.
He posted it.
He posted it.
He's like, I gave you the hint. What don't you guys understand?
He said, listen to Closure, one of his records. Put a rainbow, like a unicorn. Yes.
Can I tell you something?
Tell me anything.
Scooter Braun, you need to sign Lil Nas X. He's black, he's gay, and he's a cowboy. Who can hate him? This kid's a $1 billion business.
I mean, yeah, he's huge. And this...
No, being black, gay, cowboy... You can't make this up.
No, yeah. That's why he has the biggest song ever made. This thing's been like number one for.
How do you think the weeks. Country world's gonna?
They love it. It.
You gotta love it now. If you don't love it now, you're on the wrong side of history.
I agree. I 100% agree. I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying all the people,
he's going to
the circles that country runs in are places.
Yeah, but those
where,
guys are out.
No,
like nobody is winning with that sort of old country. You
Taylor
know what I'm
Swift, Lil Nas X song coming soon. Get ready.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Good for him.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, number one, I don't think, like, I'm not saying anything that I'm not saying, but it's not a big surprise. Like, I don't look, he's not like a gangster rapper that came out and said, hey, by the way, I'm gay. I don't think it's going to
well,
disrupt.
Well, I mean, I just didn't assume he's gay just because he made that
I'm
song.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying the song is gay. I'm, saying, I'm saying that I don't think he has, like, this hardcore fan base that's yeah. like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you're gay. Like, I don't think yeah. anyone actually cares.
No.
I don't think he's going to lose.
No, I think he just got catapulted into mega, mega, mega stardom.
Yeah.
Like, on another level. And by the way, NBA free agency rumor, D'Angelo Russell is now Golden State Warrior.
Yep.
I hate him. He's the snitch, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he at Delilah last night?
Probably. Yeah. Dry snitching his way.
Little snitch.
Yeah.
God. Anyway, so whatever. Good for him. All around. Success for forward progress.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great. Happy for Lil Nas X.
There it is, guys.
Yep.
That's all we got. Okay. Hit us up on Instagram. You know the drill, at Group Chat Pod. And as always, we only ask you one favor.
What's that?
Just share the podcast.
Yeah.
If you made it this far, you must like it.
If you came up to us at Delilah yesterday, share the podcast.
You guys have a lot of followers. If you like the podcast, share it. Let your friends know. Keep engaging. Keep sending us DMs. We love hearing your guys' feedback. We love hearing when we're wrong. We love hearing when you
I don't.
Agree with us.
I don't.
And if you see us out and about,
don't say hi to me.
Come up and say hello.
You guys put D in office. Go up yeah. to him, attack him.
Look what you did. Yeah, yeah, you're right. He's a servant. The civil servant.
I am a, if you're in the Mid-City West area, I'm here to serve you.
Okay.
If guys, you're in Santa Monica, leave me alone.
Fair enough. He can't do anything for you over yeah. there. Guys, have a great rest of your week. Have a great July. Take care.